recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Temura is Daf Hey, and we're holding on the bottom of Daf Dalet number 8 at Omer Abaye on the fifth line up. And as we saw yesterday, Masechet Temura is actually, because of the unusual nature of the Isser of Temura and the way in which Hayahu Temurato Yekodesh, the relationship that we have to the Din of Malkus, serves as a testing ground for many of the dinim of the specifics of the chiyuvim of the mitzvahs. And therefore, we've discussed so far the issue of alav she'en bo ma'aseh, the question of alav anitak la'aseh, what types of alav anitak la'aseh. Today, we want to enter into a whole new area, and that is called the area of e'avid lo bahani, which is a big machlokas that this is the mocker of all over Shas, the famous machlokas between the Rabbi and Rava. If the Torah tells you that you're not supposed to do something, does that mean that that thing cannot be done, or does that mean that if you try to do it, it works? It's just that you were over for doing it. So that has a lot of, one would think, a lot of implications. It turns out that remarkably, the Gemara goes through many, many cases, and each case turns out to be an exception to the rule. At which the end, it's very funny, which the end of Gemara says, every single case is an exception to the rule. So where is the machlokas? It's like the only time you find this frustration at the end of the sugya. So Lemaise said, we want to start today going through some of these cases, but meanwhile we get an overall picture of the relationship of the Torah to the nature of the mitzvahs. Omer Abaye. So Abaye has said, look, the general rule is that kol milta d'omrach mana lo ta'avid imovin ma'ani. When the Torah says not to do something, it doesn't mean it cannot be done. It means don't do it. But if you do it, the act is done. The chalot takes place. So let's say, one would think that an example would be, if the Torah says, do not be paid a bechor, you know, so then you cannot be paid a bechor, would be one approach. Or you can be paid a bechor, but if you do so, you'll be over on a lot, you'll be chayiv malchus. But the pidyon would work. Not lamais, of course, that's going to be an exception to the rule like everything else is, but I'm saying that's the theory of it. So Abaye was saying, if the Torah says don't do it, it doesn't mean it cannot be done. Because Isaac died of Lomahani, if you're telling me it means it cannot be done, oh my gosh, we just got another spring. If the Torah says it cannot be done, so then why would you get malchus? If it means that I'm telling you that this is not a doable procedure. Not don't do it. So then how do you get malchus for doing it? Rava Amar. Whereas Rava says, no. If the Torah says don't do it, it means that doesn't work to do. So if the Torah says no, then Loman immediate doesn't help at the least. So why do you get malchus? You get malchus for trying to do it. In other words, for going through the motions of doing something the Torah says not to do. But of course, Lamaise is not going to achieve anything. The only reason that you would be chayim is because of the fact that you didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzeh.
Attempted robbery.
Exactly. Yeah. Attempted to do an act of pidyon. Meitzvah. Okay, so it's amazing. The Gemara makes so many assumptions in these questions. And we have to think through the assumptions for it to make any sense at all. We just had the case of an Eines who was Megarish, you'll recall. And we said there was a nafkamina between Yisrael, between a Kohen, and we talked about whether it's a lav aditak la'aseh. So the Torah says, lo yuchal ha'shalcha kol yomav. You cannot throw her out of the house. You cannot divorce her. Now, on the surface, you would think that when we get from that sugya to ask on our sugya, of Abayev Rovas Machlokas, of whether Yavi Nani, the question ought to be, on the surface, the question ought to be, does a divorce help in a case where a person tries to divorce a woman that he raped? Since the Torah says, lo yuchal ha'shalcha. So the way that Abaye would be learning it, that would mean, don't do that. But if you did it, it would be a good divorce. Whereas according to Rava, the Torah said, don't do that, it would mean it's not a good divorce. Okay, that's what you would think. But that's not the truth. Why is it not the truth? For some complex reasons. It's not the truth, first of all, as Tosis explains, because we're taking for granted that since the Torah compares death and divorce, as far as the heter of the woman is concerned, that they're exactly the same, therefore the divorce is be'etzem chal. That's true according to anybody. It's a chalos. That will take place even though the Torah said not to apply it here. And the meaning, therefore, of you cannot throw her out is taken to mean not that you cannot divorce her legally, but you cannot throw her out. Lo yuchal shalcha. So in other words, you'll have to take her back.
And marry her. Not necessarily.
Yes, and marry her. Yes, because...
Kiddushin.
Yeah, you'll have to redo the kiddushin. That's how Tosis is masver.
So,
yeah. So because of that, it says lo tiyali yisha. That's the chiyav. He has to be in a state of lo tiyali yisha. All right, so we'll see that there's a couple ways of reading this because there's going to be a number of lashonos in the Gemara about this. But in any event, what ends up, instead of what we would have ourselves thought the question should be immediately, from that halacha on Ravu, who says he avid loy mahani, so then how could you possibly divorce her? That's not the issue. The issue becomes whether we actually need the halacha of your mechuyev to take her back, and where does that come from? Since according to Ravu, that would be built in to the nature of the isser of lo yuchal shacha. So therefore we ask the opposite that we would have thought that we would have asked. Meitzer. Onen shegiresh. Says over here, if a rapist who married his wife, as the Torah prescribes, was Magarish his wife. So in Yisrael who magzir ve'ino loket. So if he's a Yisrael, then he doesn't get malchus. Now, that makes no sense according to Rav. What do you mean he gets no malchus? I mean, basically, the Torah is speaking out what I would have said anyway, which we're going to ask as a kasha on Rav. I mean, you would have said anyway that the lo yuchal shacha means he's going to have to marry her back, right? Okay. But lamaisa, according to what you say, Rava, the attempt at getting rid of her is what you get malchus for. So why in the world does it say over here you don't get malchus? Iamrit, if we would say, as Rava does, that even the over abeimer derachman alaki, having been over on the Torah's desire, the attempt itself gives you malchus. So why isn't the attempt going to give you malchus here to Yufta to Rava? Now, again, this is extremely confusing because the answer ought to be that the fact that Yavid lo mahane doesn't change this being a lava nitik lase. So a lava nitik lase, that was the last thing that we learned. Since it's a lava nitik lase, so therefore you're putter on it and you don't get malchus for a different reason. So but why would that affect Yavid mahane, Yavid lo mahane? So again, Tosfos learns over here that the Gemara at this point holds that it's not considered to be a nitik lase. Why? Because since the mitzvah of lo tiyali isha comes before the pasuk of lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav, how could you call it a lav nitik lase?
The lav is a violation.
The lav is a violation of the ase that you gave first. A lav nitik lase is lo totir mimenu adbok. And if you were motir, so on the tarmi menorah beish tisrof. Fine, that I understand. But where the whole point of the law is being over the assay, which was before the law, does it make any sense?
You can repair me by another assay.
English.
You can repair me by another assay.
There's not another assay. That's the same assay. Loti Elisha was the original assay. That's the question about Shiloh HaKein also. How do we understand Shiloh HaKein? That it's first thing off, Shaleach to Shalach HaTayim. Okay, so that's really a discussion that we had in Chulin. For some reason, the Gemara is making the assumption over here that if the essay is Kedem Lalav, it's not a Lav Anitik Lasse. Therefore, we're asking on Rava, so why would you get Malchus? To Yufta to Rava. Amlach HaRava, so Rava will tell you like this, that this is a special case. You weren't over on the Lav. Because what was the Lav? The Lav wasn't, don't divorce her. Remember. Because we're understanding now the Lav is really, don't get rid of her. And don't get rid of her is defined here as lo yuchal shachar kol yamav. Don't get rid of her for the rest of your life. Okay, I didn't. I took it back 3 years later. So then I wasn't over on the issue of lo yuchal shachar kol yamav. That's the point. And since that iser was never done at all, and koyamav ba'amod v'achzer, now that lashon of koyamav ba'amod v'achzer is not really the limud in terms of lavinit glaseh. It's just explaining that the Torah is gufa, giving you an iser of not getting rid of it. This is how almost all the Rishonim understand the Gemara.
But as long as there's the koyamav, there's always that possibility that they'll bring her back. It would be 5 days, it might be 5 years.
And right. So I didn't do the iser.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Ula Abaye. So wait, if that's true, according to Abaye, what do I need that for? Because according to Abaye, he holds that only if you were actually did what it was that you weren't supposed to do, right? So then you would get Malkus, but otherwise you wouldn't get Malkus. So why did we need this piece of Kol Yamav Ba'amod V'Achzer? There should be no need for it. Even if we wouldn't have said that Kol Yamav, you wouldn't have gotten Malkus, because you can always take her back without. Remember, you don't need the concept here of Lavani Teklase is not what we're basing it on. And according to Abaye, wherever you didn't achieve what the Torah said, what did the Torah say? Don't you dare get rid of her for the rest of your life. Did I get rid of her for the rest of my life? So why would I get Malkus? I didn't do what the Torah said anyway.
Does it mean ever or forever?
Forever.
But
so why do I need Kol Yamav?
But right now you're divorcing her. Let's say, oh, well, 10 years I'll bring her back.
Yeah.
That's a fix.
It's not a fix. I didn't do the iser.
The
iser is not to send her away for your entire life.
Forever.
Right? Yeah. So then, according to Abaye, why do I need it to even say Kol Yamav Ba'amod V'Achzer? According to, if you're going to tell me, according to Rava, that the very attempt would have been already being over in the iser. Okay, I need to know that this is not an attempt. But according to Abaye, the attempt isn't enough to be Mechayev Mimalkus. It's only the reality that's enough to be Mechayev Mimalkus. So then, where was the reality? Why do I need to have the Kol Yamav? Answers Abaye, because if the Torah wouldn't have said Kol Yamav, how do I even know that I have to take her back? It's up to me. Oh, okay, whatever I want to do. So, Ilav Yamrach, when I call Yamav, Hava Mina, that actually the way to look at it, you don't get Malkus. You did an Isser, but you don't get Malkus, because if you want to, you can take her back. So you haven't sent her away, Kol Yamav, but nobody is forcing you to take her back. So because of that, Iboy Lahadir, Iboy Lo Lahadir. Therefore, I need anyway to tell me, look, you absolutely must take her back. That I wouldn't have known otherwise, Kamash Malan. Now, Elishna Achrina, in this Lashon, the second Lashon, we do see it as a Lavanit Glasay. And we ask it the other way around. We ask it on Abaye. We ask like this. Meitzvah. Onei shegiresh. So now a rapist was begarish, the woman that he raped. So if he's a Yisrael, then he's a machzir v'eino loke. But if he's a Kohen, he's a loke v'eino machzir. Now, katani, but nonetheless, bottom line over here is katani miyat. Im Yisrael hu machzir. If he's a Yisrael, he must take her back. Why must he take her back? I understand, according to Rava, why he must take her back, because Yavid lo mahani. So that's the, and since in this case the gerishin is chal, then by definition, the meaning of the Yavid lo mahani is, don't think we're going to let you get away with the fact that you threw her out of the house. You're going to be taking her back into the house, buddy. But according to Abaye, why do I have to take her back into the house? So I did it. Yavid mahani, I did it. So therefore, according to Abaye, why does it say over here, Machzir, to Yufta da Abaye? Says Abaye, no, what do you mean? This is a special case. The Omer Achmana says Beferish, Kol Yamav. And that teaches us that Kol Yamav, Be'amod V'Achzer, he has to take her back. And Rava, why did the Torah bother saying you have to take her back? Of course you have to take her back. Since Yovid Lo Mahane, the very meaning of the Isser of Lo Yechal HaShalcha means you're going to be taking her back. So there, now it becomes a problem in Rava. Now that I see that the Torah is insisting I take her back, according to Rava, it's a given that I have to take her back because of Yavid Lomani. The Torah said, don't do something. I attempted to do it. I better undo that immediately because of Yavid Lomani. So Rava, what does he do with that pasuk? Amalacha said, Rava, because if the Torah hadn't said the deal of Kol Yamav, then I would have said, of course you have to take her back. Without that. But of course you'll also get Malkus. Because you get Malkus for attempting to get rid of her. Since that's my Shita. Torah said don't do it. You try to do that. We're going to give you Malkus, and you're going to take her back. Therefore comes along the Torah to say that you're going to also have a chiyuv of taking her back to turn it into lavanitik lasei. That's the point. Kotav Rachmona kol yomav. Because otherwise, if it would have said an avamina lilki v'lahada, because then it would have been a regular havilei ones lav greda. Would have been like any other lav. Wouldn't have been a lavanitik lasei. Because it says lo yuchal l'shalcha. That's why the Torah says, no, it doesn't stop there with the lo yuchal l'shalcha. But rather, ko yamav, to tell me, the shavuye la'ones, to turn the isra of ones into a lota seshiditak lasei, to teach me that you don't get malchus. So two very different visions of the question in the Gemara here. Ask the Gemara, how about the din of someone who takes off truma from poor quality produce on good quality produce? Now that's an issur d'oraita. According to Rava, the truma shouldn't be kosher truma. Shouldn't be chal. Because Rava says, Yovid lo mahani. Rava said not to do it. And yet, the din is that the truma is good truma, which seems to show that Rava is wrong. Let's take a look at that inside. Hare Torah min hara'ala yafa. Okay, now the Torah specified you are going to take only the very best is what you're going to take off. Mashma, chelbo in, you have to take the best. Giru in, low, but poor quality, not. Okay, now let's look at the Mishnah and see whether it's consistent with Rava. Vitznan, in tarnim minara ala yafa, but, here's the crucial words, in taram truma to truma. So you see from here, Alma, even though the Torah said don't do it, Mahane, it helps if you did it, and the truma is chal. Do you have to the Rava? Amalecha Rava, this is a special case. Shine hatam k'Rabbi Yiloh. It's different because of Rabbi Yiloh's deal. Amal Rabbi Yiloh. Minayin l'torei min hara'ala yafash truma to truma. As a matter of fact, this proves that I'm right. We need a special pasuk to tell me that it's a kosher truma, because otherwise, indeed, my natural assumption would have been it's not a kosher truma. How do I know that it is? Shinema. You will carry no sin as long as you take off the best. So that tells me, but if I don't take off the best, I will be carrying a sin on my back. Now, if the truma was never chal, how is I carrying a sin on my back? You tell me, I'll be punished, but I'm not carrying a sin. There was nothing that was achieved. So that's what it's saying. Yivenu kadosh, says Rabbi Yiloh. I mean, if the Kedusha was never chal, how am I carrying around the sin? So the siot chet lama, what's it mean? The only meaning of this pasuk is to teach me mikan. The Torah min ara'ala yafash truma to truma. So you see from here clearly, it is a good truma. Hey, you know something? That's a good question on Abaya then. So according to Abaya, why wouldn't the truma be truma? The Torah says, Barim chemet chalbo. Okay, fine, so I didn't listen. Why would I think the truma is not truma? What do I need a whole big drush over here to see a tchet, like Rabbi Yiloh? Ask the Gemara La Abaye, what do you need the pasuk for, Rabbi Yiloh? Ah, says about, I'll tell you why. Very pleasant. Are you trying to tell me that there aren't times that the Torah says to do things in the best way possible? Let's say, for instance, the Torah says you have to do smicha on a korban. Tell me without smicha, it's possible. You're telling me I have to do shvicha shirayim. Necessarily, if I don't do shvicha shirayim, it's possible. The point is that sometimes the Torah wants things to be done in a particular way, so it's megala, the muhudir way to do it. But that doesn't mean that it won't be chal without it, that's for sure. But it also doesn't mean that I'm doing a sin if I don't do it in the best way. I'm just not being yotzei the mitzvah with all of its glory. You're telling me I sin? Therefore I need to, no, this is not a recommendation. If you don't do it right, it's an avera. But that has nothing to do with whether it's going to be truma or not. Obviously, it's truma. Therefore, says Abaya, Ilav Yom Rachmanav Lo Tisu Alav Chet. If it hadn't been for that pasuk that Rabbi Loi quotes, so Havam Inach Yom Rachmanav. Look, I would have understood the Torah saying, Avid Mitzvah Min Amufchar. I'm asking you to do this in the nicest way possible. But I mean, if you don't do it in the nicest way, I'm not going to call you a sinner. You know, I would have expected more from you. But you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do everything right. Big difference. So I won't call you Avid Chote Lo Mikre. I wouldn't call you a Chote. Comes along the Torah to say you Velot Yisur Lav Chet. It's an evil thing to do to try to bring less than the Chelbo Mimena. Kamash Malach. Wait, says the Gemara, but then we actually have an opposite case by Truma. The Torah also says not to take off Truma from one species on another species. And over there the did is that if you actually do that, it isn't Truma at all. So, Hare Mimino She'eno Mino. Over there the Torah says, Kol Chelev Yitzhar, the Torah mentions specifically two times Chelev in the same passage. Chelev means the best. Like we'd say, La Creme. That's what Chelev means, La Creme. So it says, Kol Chelev Yitzhar, the Kol Chelev Tirosh V'dagan, Reshitam Asher Yitnu LaHashem. This, each word here is going to turn out to be important. L'chonetatim. Not those two. But every word up till there, for our purposes in the drasha, we're going to be Darish. So now, Kol Chelev Yitzhar, Kol Chelev Tirosh V'dagan teaches us that each Chelev has to be kept separate. Litein Chelev Lazeh, V'Chelev Lazeh, keep your Baharim Chemet Chavo separate. Now, the Mishnah says, Mitznan, you're not allowed to be Terem Yimino Sheinu Mino. Okay, but according to Abaya, just because you're not allowed to doesn't mean that it won't be Chal if you do. And yet the Mishnah says, V'im Terem Ein Truma Tor Truma. But if you did, it won't even be Truma. Now that is a Tiyufta da Abaya, because Alma Lo Mahani, you see from here, since the Torah says, I don't want you to take Truma that way, I understand that to mean, and if you do, it isn't Truma at all. So, Alma Lo Mahani, you see Iyavid Lo Mahani, and that's a Tiyufta da Abaya. Omelecha Abaye, that's different. Special case. Why? Because Shiny Hatam, since the Torah over there says, Kol Chelev Yitzhar V'Kol Chelev Tirosh V'Dagan Reshitam. Why does it say Reshitam? That's talking about separate Reshits. So that means Reshit Lezeh V'Reshit Lezeh. It defines the Truma. Truma is Reshit. The Reshits are different. To use the plural, Reshits means that there's different Trumas. They'll give V'Reshit Lezeh, V'Reshit Lezeh, V'chein Amar Rabbi La Reshitam. Rabbi Law also found that pasuk to be definitive of what is Truma. But wait, according to Rava, why does it say Reshitam? Since I already have the din that it's Chelev Lezev Chelev Lezev, so then I know Yavid Lo Mahani. So according to Rava, I don't need a pasuk that defines the nature of the Truma. By definition, it's defined the nature of the Truma by giving me what you're saying is a fancy recommendation. So the Rava says, no, because I still need Reshitam. Because what it said at the beginning of the pasuk is Kol Chelev Yitzar V'Kol Chelev Tirosh V'Dagan. So what's to stop you from taking off Tirosh and Dagan? So if I want to separate now, okay, I'm not. I would say the Torah doesn't even care if I mix now my oil for my wheat. That's okay, you know. My wine for my wheat. That's okay. Just don't mix your oil. So Hava Mina, okay, Tirosh V'Yitzar, to keep your wine and your oil separately, I understand. That says Chela for each one, Ein Tornim Mizal Zeh. But Tirosh V'Dagan, why can't I have Tirosh V'Dagan? Therefore, or for that matter, how about taking off from wheat on barley? That's all Dagan. Where did the Torah say every Dagan has to be separate? Oh, therefore I need to know Dagan V'Dagan, Tirosh V'Dagan. Over there, it only says one chelev. So if I would take off truma of wheat on truma of barley, on preparos of barley, or if I would take wine off for the wheat, that should be fine. Where over there, chad chelev ktibu, it only says one time chelev. So I would have thought that that would be fine. Kitorim mihai ahai, it shouldn't say lo lucky. It should say, it's torim mihai ahai. Katav rachmana, therefore I need the additional term reshitam to tell me each thing Liten Chelev Lezeh, V'Chelev Lezeh, and so on and so forth. This is Lashon Rishon. We'll find that since Temura means switching one for another, it's full of Lishma Achrinas. That's right. Lishma Achrina. Hotirosh V'Dagan V'Chat Chelev Ktivu. Now the truth is that the Shita takes this out because it's completely repetitious. We don't see any distinction in this Lishma Achrina. Tori mihai ahai, and in fact, that would be the correct use in the previous lashon. Katarachman reshita. Okay, next question. Charamim. Now, the Torah says, if you give a cherem l'Hashem, which means it in the end, it goes to the Kohanim, so it says, lo yimacher v'lo yigael. And the Mishnah says, charmei Kohanim ein podim otam. You can't be part of them. Elanitanim la kohen. How do we know that you can't be part of them? because it says, lo yimacher v'lo yigael. But I thought according to Abaye, okay, it said, but if I did it, it would be good. The other Mishnah says, no, if you did it, it's not good. So it's a proof that Rava is right. Alma lo mahani, to yufted Abaye. How does Abaye explain the fact that it won't help to attempt to be paid a charme kohanim? Says Abaye, it's a special case. Alma lo mahani, Abaye, shiny hatam, that's special. It says over there, kol cherem kodesh kodashim ula. Who? It's coming to tell me that this, he's darshan the word who specifically, this particular type of kodesh is what it is and cannot be touched. Babayatoye. It has to remain, that always that word as we saw, who, has to remain as defined, was defined as kodesh kodashim in terms of the level of kedusha that will never be changed. Therefore, it remains that way. Chayram. Chayram of the kodesh. So wait a minute, according to Rava, why in fact did it say who? I understand that of course it says Kodesh Kodashim, because as we saw before, we had two possible usages for that Kodesh Kodashim, the dinim of Hegdash Eloi that we spoke of in the Mishnah. But why does it have to say Kodesh Kodashim? Who? Ah, who? Who is coming to tell me that the same thing would not be true of a Bechor? Because by a Bechor, where it says Lo Tivdeh, you might have thought that that means Lo Tivdeh, that you cannot actually take off of its kedusha at all. That's what you would have thought, especially according to me, Avid Lo Mahani. But that's not what it means. Who? Only the case of Charomim, you can't remove it at all. But by Bechor, you can actually sell a Bechor. It's just you have to be able to sell it with the kedusha of the Bechor. Okay? But you can, or you can have a shop selling Bechor as long as it isn't removed from the rishus of the Kohen and so on. That's a separate issue, but I mean, it's certainly, that's the financial issue. But in terms of Mechira, as long as you keep the, you know, you're careful in how it's sold and, you know, sell it in a way that is Mavaze, it would be okay. Whereas by Maaser, it says Lo Yigael. By Maaser, you cannot sell it, not Chai, not Shochut, not Tam, and not Balmon. So that's what it's coming for. Okay, how about Tamura? Ha, our favorite circuit. The Torah says, and we know what happens if you do, because our Mishnah even said, so you see that even though the Torah said, don't you make a tmura, if you go ahead and make a tmura, it really works. To you, to the Rava. Isn't that a special case? I mean, the Torah says specifically, I understand. So, what are you asking me from a Farish Pasuk? Of course, that's what the Torah is saying. As a matter of fact, that proves my point. If the Torah hadn't said, I would have said, ha, fancy that. I told you not to do it, now we'll beat you, but nothing will be achieved. Ooh, that's a good point. So according to Abaye, why in fact did the Torah even have to say, Vayahu Tmurato Yakodesh? Why would it not be? V'labaye, what's the point of the Pasuk? Says Abaye, well, obviously, if the Torah hadn't said Vayu Tumurato Yakodesh, I would have said that it works. Yovid Mahane. What was Gmahane? I took out the Kedusha and I put it on the coin. So I would have said, okay, Tetse Zovitikanaizo. The old one that was Kodesh is not Kodesh, the new one is Kodesh. Comes along the Torah to say, no, they're both Kodesh. Will you tell me I shouldn't have to say that? Who would ever figure that out on their own? Okay. Another question for you. Bechor. Bechor, where the Torah says, lo tipadeh. Bechor is not meant to be tifteh. You cannot be poted. Lo tifteh. Vitzan yesh lahem pidyon. Ulitzvotehem pidyon. All types of kachim you can be poted. Except for a Bechor. Bechor and Maisa, you can't be poted because the Torah said not to. But I thought just because the Torah said not to, that doesn't mean you can't do it. Amalomahani from here, you see if the Torah says not to, it means it ain't going to happen. I told you about the, when we were kids, we always used to steal these cards. the army cards. I could never understand. It was like this big thing that was painted on the dashboard that said, this car will not start without seatbelts.
That's an order.
Just what, You mean like it's got some kind of mechanism in there? Because years later they actually had, they tried that. They put a mechanism in the cars that they couldn't start it without the seatbelt. This was like an ancient thing that came out. It was built before anybody ever heard of seatbelts. The army put in seatbelts, and it says it will not start without seatbelts. I was always wondering, how come I can hotshot it? And it works without the seatbelts. And never stop to the army. If I say it will not, you understand? And that's the same thing. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, listen, this will not happen. Says Rava, it really will not happen. So you can't do the pinyan. So this is a raya and a tiyufta, a raya to Rava, and it's a tiyufta da Abaye. So how does Abaye explain it? So Abaye, well, obviously it's a special case. Amalekha Abaye, over here it's different, because the Torah goes out of its way to say Kodesh Haim, lo tifte Kodesh Haim. What does Haim mean? Hey means it's going to be this way, come hell or high water. You can try to do whatever you want. But that means that it normally, if it wouldn't have said that Hey, then Enochinami, Yavid Mahani. So then according to Rava, why indeed did the Torah say Hey? Since anyway I know that there's nothing I could have done to change it. So hi, Hey, Lomali. That's to teach me a special din. That if you make a Tmura of a Bechor and a Meiser, so then, yes, it's a Tmura, but you can't bring on a Mizbeach a Tmura of a Bechor and a Meiser. Haim, only they are Kodesh, and not the Tamur, I mean not Kodesh, only they are La Hashem, but the at Damam Tizrok Al Mizbeach, it says Kodesh Haim at Damam Tizrok Al Mizbeach, so they Damam Tizrok Al Mizbeach, but the Tamura from them don't be Zorek Damam Al Mizbeach. That's what I need it for. Ooh, so according to Abaye, that's a very important limud. So how does Abaye know that the Tamura of the Bechor Meiser isn't Korei, Minole? Ah, says Abaye, it's a different Pasuk. There the Pasuk says, Ach Bechor Asher Yivukal Hashem B'Veimah. There it says, Im Shor Im Se LaShem Hu. What do you mean LaShem Hu? Just say LaShem. So therefore comes something, Hu LaShem Korif. But the Tmura is not Hu LaShem. It's not to go to Hashem. It's Kadesh, but you can't bring it on the Mizbeach. Rava. Ooh, says Rava. Yeah, you're right about that one. Enochinami. That really is the Mekor. Okay, so let's talk about that Haim again. The Haim, yes, I forgot about that. So it's true that's Miahukra. That comes from there. So the Haim, Rava, the Haim, yes, the Haim. The Haim teaches me that a Bechor and a Maaser that get their blood mixed up, that you can bring Haim. They remain Kadosh. The dam isn't Bato, one dam and the other, and it's still a kosher Hakrava, kosher Zrika, even though blood is mixed. That's why it says Haim. That was close. Okay. So now we know what the Haim is for, now we know what the Hu is for. And how indeed does Abaye know that? Since he needed the Haim to tell me that there's no way to get rid of the Kedusha, because he owes Yavid Mahane. What does he do with that? Says Abaye, I know that from somewhere else. If you recall the Kohen Gadol when he comes in to the Kodesh HaKadosh, and now he's on his way out, the Dama Par, the Dama Sir, he mixes them together, and then he puts them on the Mizbeach of the Keteris. Now, if he mixes them together, the Dam should be Mavatal. The Dam Apar is much more than the Dam Asoyer. And yet the Torah says, mix them and put the Dam Apar, the Dam Asoyer. So you see, from there, general rule, that Dam of Korbanos is not Mavatal. Ha! What do I need a special post to give a Haim? Not bad. So somebody learned from there. Since it says, Milakach bidam apar bidam asair, now I ask you, Alodam papar merubam ishal sair, this proves to you that olim are not mavatim zed zed. And this is the bright of the tiny. Milakach bidam apar bidam asair, this means shiyumu uravim. Take them together, Devi Rav Yoshia. So why didn't Rava learn from there? If he could learn from there, he didn't need the Haim. Says Rava, because I don't hold of Rav Yoshia. I hold of Rav Yonatan. And actually, when it says Bidama Par Bidama Sair, it means in separate containers, not to mix them together. So there it says Zebifne Atzmo, Vezebifne Atzmo, Vesavalak Rabbi Yonatan. Okay, next case. How about Meiser? This is all very nice for Bechor. How about Maaser? The Torah said, Lo Yigael, and we just read before, not Mishnah, it's on, Yesh Lem Pidyon, Motayim Pidyon, Chutzman Bechor Mena Maaser. You only answered Bechor. So the Alma Lo Mahani, you see, Torah said, don't do it, and you can't do it. Tiyufta da Abaye. Says Abaye, no, that's a special case. Because since I've already explained Bechor, and you know that there is a standing Gezerah Shava, Kol Asher Yavor, tachat ha-shevet, and ve-he'evartem ko peterechem la-shem. How many times did we use that gzera shava? So there we learn out avara, avara, from Bechor. Okay, how about the case we had just recently? Somebody is marked in Truma Lebikurim. Okay? You take off your Truma. Now, we said over there, that's an Isser Lab. We had the whole discussion over there. In Lab and Itik Lase, and so on and so forth. But, Torah said not to do it. Are you referring back to before?
No.
Yes, Maser Beima. Now we're talking about Bechor. Now we're talking about Bikurim and Truma. So, Esther Gemara, Yigdima, Truma Lebikurim. Torah said, and what did we just, had this, but it's not. Hamagdim, so somebody would do such a thing. He's over in a lotase. The truma is chal. Now, according to Rava, it shouldn't have been chal. Torah said, don't do it. Rava, that's a special case. Shine hatam. Why? Because over there, since the Torah said, mikol ma'asrotechem tarimu, remember, we learned out of that pasuk, that was the Lavan the Klase part. That since a Levi who gets the Meiser Rishon before the Truma Gedolah was taken off is able to be mitaken by taking off the Truma, so therefore we said before it is a Lavan the Klase. Now, obviously, if it wasn't Meiser, then how could the Levi take off Truma's Meiser? So the Torah basically has told me that as far as that lav is concerned, I didn't mean it shall not take place. The car will start without its seatbelts, but don't do it. Okay, so in this case, I didn't. So, but according to Abaye, why did I have to say Mikol Ma'asrotechem Tarimu? Why would I think not? No! Oh, please, that's because I need to know the din about the Levi. The halacha is, in order for you not to get confused, let's just discuss this outside. There's two possible, this is why I didn't want to get into the details when you Rabbi Yaakov asked about it, when we learned it, so does he have to take off separate Truma Gedolah, or only the Trumat Maaser? Now, here's a little bit of a complication. The drasha is that a Levi who gets Maaser Rishon only takes Maaser Min HaMaaser. So from there, the Gemara is going to learn Maaser Min HaMaaser Velo Truma Gedolah VeMaaser Min HaMaaser. Doesn't have to take off both. Now, on the other hand, the Torah says this pasuk: "Mikol ma'asrotechem tarimu truma l'Hashem." You're going to have to take off even from Meiser. You're going to have to take off Truma Gedolah. Contradiction. So what we end up understanding is that it depends when the person took off the Meiser and gave it to the Levi. If he took off the Maaser before they had finished smoothing the kri, that's called pre-digun. Pre-digun, there's no reshi digancha. So that means that the Maaser was taken off before there was even a chiyuv of Truma. There, when the Levi gets it, he only takes off Maaser Min HaMaaser, but not a separate gift of Truma Gedolah. If somebody went into his barn after it was already digund, so he was now Memareach HaTakri, there was chayev already. Once it's chayev, there it says, Mikol Ma'asrotechem Tarim. Take off Truma Gedolah, even though you're also going to be taking off Trumat Maaser. So that pasuk ended up being Abaye's defense of his position to Rav Papa. Because Abaye was the one who made the diuk Maaser Min HaMaaser. So you see, the Torah is never Mechayev a Levi more than a tenth of a tenth. That's Trumagad, that's not Trumagadayla, that's just Trumat Maaser. And yet, says Rav Papa to Abaye, you said that's only true if he was Makdim before it became a Kri. In the Shibolim, he was mocked him to take off Truma. But had he done it while it was already in the Kri, then he would. Ask Rav Papa to Abaye, and that's why we need this. It's the way Rav Papa yelled at Abaye and said, if you're right, so then Omeyata, I feel like Dima Bikri Namili Pater. Why would the Levi have to take off more than Maaser Min HaMaaser if the person who took off the Maaser to give to the Levi had taken it from a Kri? Says Abaye, ha-ha, the Torah has already thought of people like you in that kind of argument. Alecha amakra mikol ma'asrotechem tarimu. It's because of the likes of you that the Torah said, no, you better take off Truma Gedolah from all of your Meiser. So how do you know which is which? Mara'ita, how do you know if it's the Shibolim or the Kri? Mara'ita l'rabotet akri, and to say there the Levi does have to take and to be motzi, where you took the maaser rishon from the shibolim, well, obviously, marbeh ani atakri, sheyesh lo bechlal digun. In the case where you took it already from the kri, then there's a chiyuv of reshit dagancha, because the kri makes it dagan. Motzi ani et ha-shibolim. Shibolim are not called dagan yet. They're pre-dagan shibolim. So motzi ani shibolim, sheinan bechlal digun. Okay, got another question for you. An almona is not allowed to marry a kohen gadol, right? Now, according to Rava, if an almona is not allowed to marry a kohen gadol, the kedushin shouldn't be chal. All right? And yet, the kedushin is chal. Hare almona la kohen gadol, drachmona amar, almona v'grusha lo yikach, v'tzan kol makom sheish kedushin. Yeah, let me just repeat that. Kol makom sheyesh kedushin v'yesh avera. Which, of course, according to Rava, couldn't possibly happen, because if the Torah says it's an Avera, there couldn't be Kiddushin. Okay? Avlad halecha achar ha-pagum. So there, we cannot ignore the fact that there was a pagam here, and the Avlad is a cholol, it's not going to be a kohen. So how do you explain that, Rava? Well, it's a special case, obviously, says Rava. Shiny hach, this is a unique case, because the Torah says, lo yechalel zaro. Tosfos learns, lo yechalel is from the extra lamed. It should have said lo yachel zaro. Since it says lo yachalel, and we're going to see a moment in the Gemara that it's difficult to avoid the understanding that that's what the raya is, so that the extra lam, it means chalot. There is a chalot of kiddushin, but it creates chilul. So chalot and chilul is a play on words in a sense, but the Torah is telling me take both of those words seriously. It's chal. Rashi gets into a whole rigmarole about why would the Vlad be holochai? Why wouldn't the Vlad be a mamzer if there was no kiddushin? Tosfos proves that that's not even true, because there is a shita that holds that even chayve krisis doesn't, this is Rabbi Yeshua, even chayve krisis doesn't create mamzerut, only chayve nisa creates mamzerut, despite the fact that there's no chalots of kiddushin. So why are you jumping to conclusions there's a chalots of kiddushin, that chalots of kiddushin and mamzerut are interrelated? They're not interrelated. And besides, sisters, we're going to see in 1 minute, the Gemara is going to come back to that extra lamed. So why suggest anything else? Okay. So we'll take that approach. V'la Abaye. So according to Abaye, what indeed is the meaning of that extra lamed? Since anyway, according to Abaye, Yavid Ma'ani, why would I think it's not a good kedushin? Therefore, the Torah should have said, lo yachel zaro, just to tell me the din of chilu. Why does it say lo yachalel? To teach me that there's also a chalot kedushin. Answers the Gemara according to Abaye. It's to tell me echad lo, the echad la. You need to know that the zera is mechulal, and you need to know that the woman is mechulalat. Suppose this woman was a bat kohen. Her husband died. She should be allowed to go and eat truma. She would have been, except that now this kohen gadol took her. Now she's never going to be able to have truma anymore, because he was over. He was mechulal her. Okay, next case. Somebody takes a balmum. He's magdish the balmum to the mizbeach. The Torah said, "Beferish kol asher ba'umum lo takrivo." Don't bring it on the mizbeach. Now, it says in the Mishnah, if you're magish a ba'umum to the mizbeach, even though you were over on a lo taseh, the kedushin is chal. Masha asa asui. Now, how's Rava going to explain that to you after the Rava? According to Rava, the Torah said, "Don't do it." He said, "Don't do it. There should be no kedushin here." Pause. Says, "Well, obviously a special case." I'm like, "Oh, Rava, well, this is a unique case." Shinei Hatam, you can see that frustration building, since every single case that I've ever thought of is a unique case. So, Shinei Hatam, the Yomar Akra there, the Torah goes out of its way to say, Beferish, that the halacha is to tell me, Laneder lo yeratzeh. That's why the Torah had to write those words. I'm telling you not to do it. Kol asher bo mum lo takrivu, ki lo leratzon yelachem. That's what it's coming to say. You can't bring it on the Mizbeah. But Migdash Kochi, it's still Kodesh. That's the whole point of the Pasuk. Why else even tell me Laneder Lo Yeratzeh? Since without the Pasuk it wouldn't have been Kodesh at all. So then according to Abaye, why does it have to say Laneder Lo Yeratzeh if the Torah said Lo Takdishu? So then that would mean it's Kodesh, but you shouldn't use it, no? No, says Abaye, because maybe it means I want, the same thing I said before about Truma, I want the best. Don't bring something that isn't right. But if you do, just the same way that the Kedusha is Chal, The carbon is kosher. It's just not the best carbon. So I would have thought, have a mina ka'over mitzvah. Okay, you didn't bring the best, but it's kosher, like many things, by kosher. So it's not ma'akev. Gamash malan, that it's also ma'akev. Omer Abay, kol milta di omer akwana lo ta'avit, im avid ma'ani. Di sagadag lo ma'ani, am I lucky? Rav Amar, what ma'pitom, lo ma'ani mina. I don't lucky. Bishum do'avar amimra derachmana. Mitzvah. Onis shigiresh im Yisrael umachzir ben aloki yamrit kiven de avraham meimer derach money you get malchus ipso facto. Who cares if you take her back? And I mean, okay, to yufter the rava. Omer lecha rava shani atam de omar krak koyamav bamod vachzir. And according to Abaye, what's the point of saying that anyway? Because he loved the omar achmona koyamav ava mina asuru de avale. And now it's up to you. Iboy lahader, iboy lo lahader. Kamash from we insist. Lishnach Rina, in this Lashon we're going to assume that indeed it's Lavanitic class say. Meitvet. One Shigirash in Yisrael u'machzir v'en aloke, v'imko in aloke v'en u'machzir. Katani miyat. Im Yisrael u'machzir. According to Abaye, why does he have to be machzir? Well, Shani Ratan, the Torah said, be machzir. Ko yamav be'amod v'achzir. V'rava, since I know that anyway. Because then, Havilayone is a typical love, because it's lo yukhala shalcha, and then you get malchus. To turn the yisr of Ones into a lo ta'asa shiritak la'aseh, we're ain looking a love. But what about Torim in ara'ala yafa? Drachman omra mikol chelbo, chelbo in giru in lo, v'tzan ein tormim in ara'ala yafa, v'im taram trumata truma. Alma Mahani, to you after the Rava. Alma Lach Rava, well, that's different. Shani Atam Rabbi Loed, Am Rabbi Loed, Minayin the Torah, Minar Allah Yefa, Shetruma Totruma, Shenemar Valot Yisu Alav Chet Parim, Chemet Chalbo Mimeno. Now, come on, Mimeno Kodosh, where's the Chet? The Siyut Chet Lama. Mikan the Torah, Minar Allah Yefa, Shetruma Totruma, Ula Abaye. Ilav, Yom Rachman, Alot Yisu Alav Chet, Hava Minach Yom Rachman. Avid mitzvah min amufcher, okay, you don't do mitzvah min amufcher, you're not a sinner, are you? Chote lo mikre, kama ashvalan. Well, what about mina sheno mina? Domra akwana kol chelev yitzar, v'kol chelev tirosh v'dagan, liten chelev v'ze v'chelev v'ze. V'tzvan ein tormimi mina sheno mino, v'im taram ein trumato truma. Amalome ani, tifted abaya. Amalach abaya, that's different. Shani adam liyamaka reshitam, that means separate, defined reshit v'ze v'reshit v'ze. Reshitam and Rava. Well, if the Torah hadn't said Reshitam, I only would have known Tirosh and Yitzhar. Because over there it says Chelav Tirosh, Chelav Yitzhar, Chelav Chelav, okay? Entormi Mizalze. But Tirosh and Dagan, or two different types of Dagan, where over there it's Chat Chelav Ktibu, maybe that's perfectly okay. And Kitori Mi Ai, or you should be able to be Tori Mi Ai, Ahai. Katarach Mana Reshitam. What about Haramim? The Yom Rachmana lo yimacher v'lo yigael. But not. Charmei Kohanim, ein podim otam, ela notdin lakohen, nitanin lakohen, she said, alma lo ma'ani, tiyufte rabaya, omla rabaya, it's a special case. The Yom Rachmana, kodesh kodeshim, hu, behavaya toyehe. And according to Rava, why did I have to say hu? Hai hu lebute bechor, the tiny bechor, ne'amar lo tifte, nonetheless it's nimkar. B'maser namar lo yigel, b'ir nimka, lo chay v'lo shachut, lo tam v'lo ba'almum. What about Tamura? Nomar achon lo yechifenev lo yamiroto, and it says, t'zan lo shatam shay lo amira, el shimei mermumar, v'sofik et arboim, alma mahani, tifter rova, am lo chorova, obviously it's a special case, shani hatab di omar kro, Ve'ayahu tumurato yekodesh, man. Labaya, what do you need that for? Because you love them, Rachmana. Ve'ayahu tumurato kodesh. Hava mina teitze zeh etikanei zeh. But how would I know that they're both kodesh? Kamash b'lan. Well, how about a bechor? Torah says lo tifte, and it says yesh lem pidyon, tumurato pidyon. Chutz mina bechor, mina maaser. Amalo mahani tifte labaya. Amalach labaya, special case. Shani Adam, the Yom HaKro, Kodesh Haim. Haim Baba Yatanyo. And according to Rava, what do I need Haim? Ah, that's something else. That's to tell me that only Haim are craving, but the Tumur is not craving. Ah, so according to Abaye, how does he know that? Hai Shramin Ale. Yeah, it's a different pasuk. Im Sharim said La Hashem Hu. That means he, and only the actual one is La Hashem Korek. The Torah is not La Hashem. Virava. Inadinami. It really was Me'ahukra. Okay. So the Haim Lomali. The Haim is Limeid al Bechor v'maaser. Shinitarev Damam. At, in anything, and with this we're learning out from, that it's craving of Begabim Mizbeach Vabaye. I learned that from Yom Kippur. It says the Kohen is supposed to take Dama Par and Dama Sayer. Halo Dama Par Meruba Mishal Sayer. Mikam La Olim Shem Avatim Zez. And that's like it says in the Braita. The Tanya Vlakach Mi Dama Par Mi Dama Sayer. This means I'll leave it to Rabbi Yoshia Shiyumu Uravim. Says Rava. Yeah, that's great. That's Rabbi Yoshia. I know the Rabbi Yoshia. It means Mizeh Bifnei Atzmo. Mizeh Bifnei Atzmo. Sova Lak Rabbi Yonatan. Well, what about Meiser Behem? Adem Rachman Aloy Yigael Utnan Yeshlem Pidyon Uletmurotayem Pidyon Chutz Mina Bechorim Eno Maaser Amalomani. Do you have to dabaye? Amalach, oh, that's different. Because I learn out Evra from Bechor. Okay, what about someone who's Makdim Shumala Bikurim? Domer Rachman Aboleyatcha V'dimacha Lo Tacher. It says Beferish in the Mishnah Makdim Afopishul Lo Tase Masha Asa Asui Rava. Obviously, if it wasn't Chal, how could the Levi be taking out the Truma from it? Well, Abaye, why indeed does it need to tell us? No, according to you, if he only takes Maaser min Maaser, why not even Igdimo Bikri na Milipater? And there, says Abaye to Rav Papa, Alecha makra mikol maasrotechem tarimu. And how do you know which is which? It's simple. How about an Amon of the Kohen Gadol? How about that, Rava? It's a special case. Why indeed does it say that? It should say lo yachel zaro. Lo yachalel. One for the boy and one for the almana. Vari hamagdish balei mumim lemizbeach. Rachman amar kol asher bo mum lo takrivu. Tana hamagdish balei mumim lemizbeach. Afal pishahu belo taaseh masha asasui. Do you have to the rabba? I'm the chora. Well, of course. Special case. Shani Hatam de Amakra, Le Neder Lo Yeratze. That means Loritze, it's not Meratze. But it's Kodesh. And according to Abaya, why do I need to say that? Because he did Lo Amarachman, Le Neder Lo Yeratze. I would have thought it's even kosher as a korban. You didn't do it the best possible way. It's Koevra Mitzvah, but it's still kosher. It's Amake. Kamash Malan, Lo Yeratze. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
You can do word, actual word, or just word text file?
No, word.
Microsoft Word.
And Excel.
In Hebrew.
I know Hebrew's coming in roughly 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this? The telephone? It's in the telephone, yes, that's it. This is for whatever summer collection.
Is this a picture you took now?
Yeah.
Just a second. Okay.
Actually, not moved a little bit. That's not that
long. You want
to go in? Whoa!
Hi. High tech.
What?
I gotta tell you, as far as the camera goes,
Okay, not very fast. Yeah. Okay, we're, today's daf is hay. And we're holding on the hay on the olive, right at the top. However, I'm going to turn this maybe a little bit lower because I put it high to cool down. Tonight, I thought yesterday was the
olive.
Okay, so we should learn the Zecher, the one up here about the room is named Amir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amir, put together. Yeah. Today is his yard sex. Yeah, okay. So we were holding in the middle of a very important machlokas between Abaya and Rav. Abaya taina that, let's start again actually. Omer Abaya kol milsa d'omer achmano lo save d'imov inahani. Whatever the Torah said not to do, if you do it, it still works. Because if you don't believe that, yisar k'day d'chlo inahani, am I lucky? Why would I get malchus for doing something that has no impact? Obviously, this is not referring to doing things that are just physical realities. It's a place where there's a chalos. So there's no chalos that will be, there must be a chalos that is chal, even when the Torah says, don't do such a chalos, because otherwise why would you get malchus for a law that you're over? We're going to go through many cases. Oh. Rava Amar, go not immediately. It doesn't help in the least. The reason that you get malchus is for doing it, you're going through the motions, but not because it actually works. So Hagalaki, Mishum the Over Amema Drachmona. The reason that you're getting malchus is because you didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you did the format that should have caused this chalos to take place, but it didn't because it was an issue. So now the Gemara is going to analyze various possibilities. Mason, getting back to our favorite case that we've been talking about in terms of La Hanifik La'aseh, and which should not confuse you here as being a La Hanifik La'aseh, as I'll explain in a moment, is Ones Shigireish, a rapist who was mechuyev now to marry his victim. He does. 20 years later, he now comes and he gives her a get. The Torah said, lo yuchav shalcha kol yomav. He's never allowed to divorce. So the mahalacha is, im yisrael magzir v'inu loyken. So he said he can be magzir and he doesn't get malchus. Now the problem is, according to Rava, iyam akivan di ovar amim adrachman alaki. You're telling me that the fact that he went through the motions of being over on the Isser, the Arisa, the Torah said, don't divorce him. You went ahead and divorced her. Why are you not getting malchus here?
Just because you remarried.
Yeah. Now, clearly, we are not viewing this as a lav hanitak la'aseh. And the reason that we're not is because, as we already spoke about yesterday, it isn't really a lav hanitak la'aseh by normal standards, because the lo yuchav shalcha kol yamav follows the mitzvah of v'lo tiyeh le'isha. So therefore there's no reason for us to look at it as a mitzvah say that is meant to be mitakein the iser lav of lo yuchav shalcha. Therefore, what we thought it means is that the reason you don't get malchus, it's not because of lav hanitak la'aseh, even though we had a whole discussion yesterday of a completely different type of lav hanitak la'aseh, that was Rav Avi, in which there's an association of a lav hanitak. We're not assuming over here that Abaya and Rava agree to that, because that's not the normative understanding of lav hanitak la'aseh, correct? So our assumption is this is not a lav hanitak la'aseh. Fine. Now let's understand why then would you not get malchus? Obviously because it doesn't work. It doesn't work in the sense of that since there's a standing mitzvah of lo tiyeh le'isha, what good is it to divorce her? Now, in the deepest sense, it shouldn't work at all. Because according to Rava lo mahani, you would think that the get is not valid, right? Because the Torah said not to do it, and according to Rava, when the Torah says not to do it, it is in Kav. But the fact is that Rava agrees that you have to remarry her. Otherwise, we would say, for instance, we would say that a Kohen could take her back. And we said yesterday, a Kohen can't take her back.
Cannot,
because she's a divorcee. Can't marry a divorcee. But if it was never how to get, why can't a Kohen marry her back? So obviously, that's not the issue. And that's not what we're asking for. We're accepting the fact that the divorce took place. Our only thought, why is that? That's very problematic. Why is that not itself a right against Rava?
Mm-hmm.
That since it says that a Kohen any of a lot of years, obviously it was a divorce. Right? So Tosis explains that we're taking for granted that because there is a hekesh between Gerushin and Nisa, that the same way that Nisa Sabal frees a Kedushin, so too does a gate free a Kedushin. But that means that the Torah has essentially defined the gate not as a chalos, but as an event. It's a death, so to speak. Therefore, there's no question that, technically speaking, she is no longer an HTC until he takes her back. Elamai, we assumed that the reason that we say over here is enoloka is because it won't help you to give her a get. Because Blessed is going to come along, put a gun to your back, and say, now take her back. So since you don't get anything out of divorcing her, so for all intents and purposes, that get was meaningless. We view that, therefore, as a raya to a baya, that really, the not achieving your ends, my ends was to get rid of this woman. I can't get rid of her, right? If I can't get rid of her, so then I'm not going to be hired. Ah, that's exactly what Abaya said. So according to Rava, you should get Malchus on the attempt of getting rid of her. Because you were over on Meir Derachmona. The Torah said, don't divorce her. You went ahead and divorced her. So therefore, to you, to the Rava. Amalekha Rava says, Rava, well, wait a minute, Obi. Actually, this is a Lavanitak last night. Because the Torah didn't just say Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha. The Torah says Kol Yamav. Why does it say Kol Yamav? I mean, obviously, Lo Tiyel Yisha is Kol Yamav. It's Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha. So if you add Kol Yamav, the point is that there, the Torah is being Mechadish now, that there is always a mitzvah to take her back. But if there's always a mitzvah to take her back, that means that this is not an aseisha kodma l'lav. This is also an asei that follows the law. But that's the definition of a lav hanitak l'asei. If you did something wrong, go fix it up. So you went ahead and you divorced her, not take her back. Therefore, the reason for the pturah over here has nothing to do with the oved mahani or oved lo mahani. It has to do with the fact that we know that one of the formats of Lavin that removes the Chiyuv of Malchus, the Lavin is a class. Therefore, those extra words, Kol Yamav, which are meaningless, require, obviously, Kol Yamav, what do you mean, have a mitzvah is for a particular Zman? The Torah says, Lo Tiyel Yisha, and the Torah says, Lo Yuchal Shalcha. So where would I come up with a shear? Maybe that's 36 years. And after that, I mean, where would that come from? So the Kol Yamav is Gufa coming through the Chadesh, that he's the Amor Vavzim.
So
you're potter because it's a lav and it's a glass day, not because it was lo mahan.
Well, isn't the poem similar to the calls of a poem on Miriam?
Of what?
You may do it, but you can do it, but you may not.
What are we talking about? What does that have to do with rape? Later, the Gemara will ask. The Gemara will ask later from tomorrow. Obviously, that's why it's here. I remember. It was our whole introduction. That's where it introduces these issues. For that reason. Nothing to do with Kol. So the question over here is, according to Abaya now, what do I need Kol Yamav for? Because according to Abaya, if I can't get rid of her anyway, so I'm not going to be able to achieve my ends in giving her a divorce. Then Abaya said, if you can't achieve what you set out to do, why would you get Malchus on it? So then why do I need for it to be a Lavanitik L'Asei in order for me to remove the Chiyuv Malchus? Anyway, I understand. that I wouldn't be chayav. So la abaye. Wait a second. What do you? The purpose of saying kol yamav is not necessarily to punish you from malchus. The reason I'm telling you kol yamav is because I need to come along and to tell you the chiyuv to take her back. In other words, if lamaisa, ilav damar achmana kol yamav, what would I have thought? Okay, you did an iser, right? Now what? Let's give him malchus for his iser. Who said you have to take her back? Iboy lahader, iboy lo lahader. In other words, I don't know that there's a chiyuv to take her back, b'chlal. According to, if it wouldn't have said kol yamav, maybe the Torah gave an iser, don't give her a get. Fine, but he ovid mahani, so I gave it a get, no? So now what's going to happen? So let's give him malchus, and that's it, that's the end of it, everything's fine. He did an iser, okay. Fine, you did an iser. Torah said, don't give a b'chal shabbos, okay, you did an iser, now what? So you get your malchus, and goodbye. Who's to say that you have to take her back now? So of course I need to structure the law and the atzei, not because I'm patering him from malchus, but because I need to know that it's not an option over here. The Torah is telling you that you cannot engage in a get that takes her out of your rishos permanently. You have to take her back. Now, there's a lishna achrina, of course, usual. The lishna achrina starts on the other side. And it asks if the kasha not buying it. It says in Einesh Shigirek, Im Yisraelu Machzir Ve'ino Lokeh, Ve'im Kohenu Lokeh Ve'ino Machzir. Now, Katani Bias, Im Yisraelu Machzir. You have to take her back. Now, why do you have to take her back to Yuvsela Abaye? What do you mean? Because the Torah said that you're not allowed to give her a get. So therefore, you have to take her back. According to Abaye, when the Torah says not to do something, it doesn't mean to say that you can't achieve it. I achieved it. No. Why do I have to take it back? The Torah said don't send her away, and I did, so I was a bad boy. But according to Abaye, that's Mahanya. So what's the prat over here? To Yuvsed Abaye. So doesn't that prove that Abaye is wrong? No. Abaye answers, Amar Abaye, Shadi L'Hasa, Rachmona Omar, Ko Yamav. The point over here is that since the terrorist specifies that kol yamav, you have to take her back. So therefore, you are in a position of having now a chiyuv of retaking her. Okay, so now you have a regular lav and a tiglat say. Was it court?
Does not take her back.
What's that?
Can he willingly take the lashes and not take her back?
No, it's a mitzvah. He says, we'll keep beating him until he takes her back.
He's going to really not want her to put up with that.
We'll beat him until he dies. I mean, that's
a... After he gave him the get, and then one day somebody would come in Kadesh before this guy...
Well, that's what he's hoping.
Well, that's freedom from what
he... Right, then he can get Malchus. Right, I mean, it's not Malchus, Bitlo, or Bitlo, you know, or Kimo.
She wasn't an Eishadish, that's right.
She's not an Eishadish. She's not an
Eishadish,
right. Right. Now, the question is, and what about according to Rava? According to Rava, anyway, if the Torah says you're not allowed to get rid of her, so since he holds that if Torah says something, then Iyavid Lomahanya, and I know that the get lamaisa is payo because of the hekesh tamisa. So the only way I can understand that yavid lo mahani is that I'm mechuyev to take her back immediately, right? Mm-hmm. But if I'm mechuyev to take her back immediately, why do I need the Torah to say kol yamav? By definition, if I wasn't allowed to divorce her, I have to take her back because that's the meaning of yavid lo mahani in this particular case. Mm-hmm. Are we following this argument? What happened to Richie?
Richie said that something came up. He was, if he might not be here, and right, if he's not here, it's because something came up that he had to deal with. You know, actually.
Okay. Says Rava, I'll tell you why. Because Ilokas Rachmana Koyoma Vamina Lilki Pilahada. Look, if you wouldn't have said it, you're 100% right. You'd have to take her back. But you'd also get mom. Because according to me, you get malchus on the attempt, even if it doesn't succeed. So you try to get rid of her?
Malchus.
Now you have to take her back, also, because you have a domain. comes along to Torah to say this, because then it would be a lav greater, it wouldn't be a lav anitik la'aseh. Now that it adds the chil lo yuchal ha'shalcha, now, because of kol lo yuchal ha'shalcha kol yomav, to make the mitzvah of kol yomav going on the lot yelisha kol yomav. In other words, you now have an aseh, besides the yavad lamahani, you have now another reason that you'll have to take her back, which is that you have a mitzvah to take her back. If you have a mitzvah to take her back, then you have a lav nitzik la'aseh. The lav nitzik la'aseh is part of a malchus. Fascinating, right?
Is he skirting the issue?
No, not, he's not skirting at all. He's saying, let's say for a moment it wouldn't be a lav nitzik la'aseh. The practical din would be the same, but for a completely different reason. You'd have to take her back because of the fact that the Torah says you can't divorce her. But you're mechuyev malchus for attempting to get rid of her, because it's always the yavad lamahani, and you attempted to get rid of her. But if the reason that you have to take her back now is because of the mitzvah's atzei as well, of lo tiel yisha, now we put the kol yamav on the lo tiel yisha. So then we know that you also have a chiyev atzei, which now becomes a tikkun of the law. Right? And therefore, a lav nitzik la'aseh for its own reasons is part of malchus, nothing to do with ayavanani or malani. It's a beautiful, different way of looking at it now, the exact opposite. Okay. So, alahachi, the pasuk kro, kol yamav, l'shavuye la'ones, l'lota se'edinitak la'tzeh. Therefore, the Torah wanted to turn now the din of an aines into a lavanitik la'tzeh, in order to make it clear to ein lokin alav. Even though, in practical terms, there may not be that much of a difference. The truth is that there could very well be a difference in terms of whether we would keep beating him until he does it. Because we only keep beating you for Mrs. Asay. But for the Yovid Lomahani, who's to say that we're required to beat you? Right? Those the Lo Yuchal HaShachar may not have the same B'chuyavut that a Mrs. Asay has. So I don't know, but it's certainly something to consider through the sugya.
He has to do a
kedusha. He does have to.
According to my address?
No matter how, yes. Because, that's what I brought out in the chatzilah. That was supposed to discuss. Why don't we just say, according to Rav, the get was never caught? Okay, so case number one that we ask in the Yavad Vahari Yavad Lamahane is ones. We answer it by saying it's a special case. And there's two elements to the special case. There's the Gemara's element, which is the Lavanitik La'aseh, and this is Tosus' explanation that the Hekish of Gerishin to Misa is taken for granted as being a special element of the Sugya. The Gemara's not even asking from that. The next case that we ask, how about Torein Min Hara'a Halayafa? Somebody takes poor quality pears, uses them for Truma. Drachmona Omar Mikol Chelbo Tolimu. Kol Chelbo is the fat, la creme. And he didn't take off la creme. Chelbo in a giru in lo. You're only allowed to take the chelev, not the girua. But it's none. And yet the Mishnah says, Ein tarmin min hara'al ha'yafa. Which means that according to Rava, if you attempt to do such a thing, it should not be chal. The Torah says don't do it. The Torah says don't do it. Then it can't happen. Then your truma should be bottle. And yet the Mishnah continues, Ve'im taram, truma to truma, alma mahani. So you see that even though the Torah said not to do something, nonetheless, if you do it, it's okay. It's not a din in a lota semanj. Torah says not to do it. What's up to me now? How it said not to do it? It's against the Ratzon of the Torah. It's against the Ratzon of the Torah. Then the Torah should not provide the wherewithal for you to create such an anti-Torah chalos. So you have to the Rava. Omlecha Rava, Tainas Rava, that's a special case. Why? Shani Yasim Karabi Yilor. Yomer Rabbi Yilor. Minayim the Torah min hara'a halayafa. Shetrumato truma. Because it adds an actual lotasa that says, the lotisu alab chet barim chemet chalbo mimeno.
When you now go ahead to take off your truma, you should not carry with you a burden of sin. Now, what's the burden of sin? Im eino kadosh. Where's the nisiyut chet? How are you carrying a burden of sin if there would be no kedusha? So then nisiyut chet lama. Mikan the torah even arama ayafasha truma to truma. This proves that it must be truma, because otherwise there would be no burden of sin. Now this seems to be ridiculous, because according to Rava, the burden of sin is always your attempt, he said, not the fact that it happened. So Rabbi Lo would be a given Aliba to Rava, even if he holds that it wouldn't be Chal. So how can Rava utilize Rabbi Lo to prove that it is Chal? Tosfos has this kasha. Why can't that be the Nesiyut Chet? Like Rava said just a minute ago to Abaye. What do you mean? The fact that you attempted to do something, connected the Torah, even though it didn't work, that's called a chet. Okay? So Tosfos brings the Rashi Shamsa's pshat. That the idea of a year is, what would be the point of writing a law that says, lo tisa chet? I understand that there's a chet, since it said be called chelvo. And since, according to Rava, any violation of the Torah's rotzot is an asiyas chet, because that's what he says. That even on an attempt, you would be chayamav. So obviously, that there's an asiyas chet. If the Torah now is introducing a new law of nesiyut chet, it's got to be that there's something added. What is that added quality? The fact that the truma is actually chal and will have been done in a bad way, but not found that it was attempted to have been done. So therefore, even according to Rav, I can rely on Rabbi Lo. Now wait a minute. So then, but according to Abaye, why do I need the words lo tisu alav chet, according to Abaye? According to Abaye, I shouldn't. I mean, so what if the Torah said don't do it? I thought, according to Abaye, the general rule is that that's the whole point. If the Torah says not to do something, it's not an indication that if you do it, it would be done, and that's why I'm telling you not to do it. I mean, he looks at it completely from the opposite point of view, right? And that's why it's b'chai av yomalkus. According to him, why do I need it to say b'chlal, the din of lo tisu alav chet? Says Abaye, Ilav Yomar Velotis, U Alav Chet, I would have b'chlal misunderstood all sugya. I would have thought that it's just an inyan that the Torah is giving you an Eitz HaTevis to mitzvah min amufka. After all, the whole din of Truma is a little bit strange. It's given to you to decide how much you want to give. You have a bun and give Ashiurim, you have an Ayin Yafa, you have an Ayin Ra. I mean, maybe the Torah is saying, you know, it's a nice thing if you're taking off Truma to give what's good already. Be a man. I'm not saying it's an absolute description of the nature of the mitzvah, so that if I don't do it, I'm going to be considered a chayte. I wouldn't even know that it's mamish beged or chet. So how do I mean hachi amarpana? Avi mitzvah nam bufcha. Do it right. But I'm certainly not going to say that the man is a pesheah because he used something less than the best. You should know that I'm very serious about this. If you do it wrong, it's not done that you're chaser. Mitzvah min amufcha. You're being over on my beferisha rotzen. Okay, so I have to know. From that I'd only know from the drosha, basically from the pasuk, lo tisu alav chet. But I don't need it to tell me the drush of Rabbi Lo. Okay, so our first one that we asked for was Enes, our second one was Teren Min Hara'al Ayafet. Now how about the case of somebody who's Teren Min Al She'eno Mina? You want to use Truma, taking Truma from, let's say, olives, and you want to take from olives the pot of your grapes. No? What's the din over there? The din over there is that the Torah said, "Kol chelav yitzar, v'kol chelav esirosh v'dagan, v'dagan v'sirosh." So what is it repeated for? Liteg chelav lazer v'chelav lazer. So tell me that, no, it's a separate type of truma. There's chelav of yitzar, and there's chelav of sirosh, and you can't take from yitzar, which are olives, on sirosh, which is grapes. That's none. Okay, you can't. But that only means you must not. But according to Abaye, if you tell me you must not, it must mean that I can. If I would, I just shouldn't. And yet the din is, it's not, ain't tor mi mi mina she'ino mino, v'im toram, ain't trumam, truma, truma to truma. So here it says this truma would not be even chal. So you see that since the Torah said not to do it, alma lo ma'ani, apparently it's not capable of being done. In which case this is a tiyuv to da abaye. Amlacha abaye, says abaye, over here it's very different. Shaina yasim, the omar kro, reishitam. Why does it say, kobrokol chelev, reishitam lasha? It means reishitam. Double reishis. Reishit lezeh, to make it clear that I'm not simply telling you that this is the way I want it done. It's like doubling, like we find by Kochim, Shana Lava Katuv La'atev. When the Torah repeats something, it's telling you that it cannot be achieved except in this way. And that is true over here by Truma as well. And indeed, then, it says, Rechenama Rabbi Allah, Reishitam. So wait a minute. So then according to Rava, why do I need Reishitam B'chalam? It already says Kol Chelev and Kol Chelev. So it already separated it. Since the Torah already separates it, it means that's the way it's got to be, friends. You can't do it any other way. So why does it have to repeat Reishitam to give Reishitam Reishitam? Vila Rava. Says Rav, I'll tell you why. Because Ilav the Omar Kro Reishitam, if the Torah hadn't said the word Reishitam, I would have thought, fine, you're right. You cannot take Tirosh for Yitzhar, and you cannot take Yitzhar for Tirosh. But that's because it says Chelev Chelev. It says two separate Chelevs. Ein Tor Mizal Zeh. But how about Tirosh and Dagan? Now, Tirosh v'Dagan, the Torah put together, under one chelev, and that's a big problem. So only over there it's ein truma to truma. But if I say v'kol chelev v'Tirosh v'Dagan, then I should be able to be Torah. So, or for that matter, Dagan v'Dagan, where over there I only have one chelev. So why shouldn't I be able to Torah mi'ayahai? Over there, it should be, this lo lucky is problematic, because it shouldn't even say lo lucky. It seems to be a mistake. And we should put the Lishna Achrina, which follows in the next line, into the Lishna Rishena, which is the way that Rashi actually has the Girsa, as the Grove points out. And it should say, Ha Tirosh V'Dagan V'Chad Chelev Chsibu, I should be allowed to be Torah Mihai Ahai. It should be okay to take truma from the one from a grain on a vine. Because of Rachmana Reishitam, therefore the Torah writes Reishitam to tell me that there too it has to be kept separate. Every species has to be taken care of separately, even various types of dogon. Okay. So now we went from Ones to Miro Ala Yafa to Min Al She'en Aminam. Okay. The fourth case that we're asking on the Machlokas of Yavin Mahane is Charami. The Torah says that somebody who is Machr in his Rishos, Lo Yimacher V'Lo Yiga'el. Alright. The Mishnah says that Charmei Kohanim Ein lehem pidyon is the correct figure, sir. If you're machron your property, there is no way to be poted. Ela notnim lakohen. Now wait a second. Lo yimacher v'lo yigael, according to Abaye, should represent a desired state, but not a statement of fact. Lo yimacher v'lo yigael. Right? We get back to my old story about the cars that we used to steal. No, I told you the yeshiva used to get, when I was a kid, the yeshiva used to get these cars from army surplus. They were all like these ancient cars that had come from the army, World War II cars basically. And what they said on them, they had installed seat belts on these cars, and a big finish. And it said on the thing, this car will not start without seat belt. And it used to drive me crazy. What do you mean? Well, it starts perfectly well without seat belt. It even starts well without the key. And I finally caught what they're saying is, since I told you it's ulcer, it will not start without the seat belt. Now, that's the way it is. Re'eh, who's harta? Right? In other words, in the army, the vision that they have is, if I say it, then that's the way it is. There's no discussion on it. Okay, so the Torah says, but Abayah says that's not what the Torah means. That's basically the two ways of looking at the Torah. Is the Torah saying this is the way it's going to be? Or is the Torah saying this is the way I desire it to be? This thing I desire it to be, so I'm doing it otherwise. I'm going to be over on the Torah. But if the Torah is saying this is the way it's going to be, so then there's nothing I can do about it. So if the Torah says, it's according to Abayah, that means I'm not supposed to do that. But if I do it, certainly I can buy it. Right? No! The Mishnah says the fair is not like that. Ein lan pinyan. There is nothing you can do. You give the money, the pinyan won't be chal. So you see, lo lahanit, you have to now buy it. According to Abayah, we see from here that when the Torah says, kachazeh, it means kachazeh.
Mitzvahs, are they both kind of mitzvahs
in the Torah?
Are there mitzvahs that the Torah says, do not do it, because it won't work, but
Mitzvahs obviously work. There are states that the Torah is mechayev. Right? Kedushin is a state, and Gerushin is a state, and Pidyon is a state, and Kachim is a state, etc., etc. Those states are not physical states. They're states that are defined in Torah terms. So in terms of the Torah, if I tell you no, I can understand that to mean there were no options granted to you to operate in this mode. If I tell you there's no pidyon, there's no pidyon. It means you can't, it just won't work. If I tell you there's no gerushin, there's no gerushin. You can't, it won't work, and so on and so forth, right?
Only in these states. Then.
Yeah, of course only in these states. It's not, if I tell you don't be Mechal Shabbos, it means that if you light a match on Shabbos, it won't light. Right?
Not to eat
things. Yeah,
you eat them, obviously,
and
you
eat them,
and you're over, right?
Exactly. Right. The place where this would be no gas, those are points out where a physical state would make enough communion. This back at the beginning of the sugya, Tosis is bothered by this, and it's a fascinating clarification. He says, well, how about if you put a mum in a bechor? The Torah says it's usher to put a mum in a bechor. So if you put a mum in a bechor, then it shouldn't be a mum. It shouldn't give it the state of a baal mum, right? So Tosis answers, because the point is that since the physical state, had it been caused otherwise, would have made it a baal mum, the way in which that state was achieved is irrelevant. All that I care about is the fact that it's a physical state. Right? That's the point. So since no matter how it would have happened, it would have been the same thing, who cares if it came through you? Right. Okay, so now we get to our question of Karomi. So what's Abayah going to do with this? Abayah will tell you this is an exception to the rule. What's the exception? Shanei Hasam, the Omar Rachmana Kodesh Kodashim, who? What's that who coming to tell me? That who is to tell me, as it always does, Behavayato Yehe, this is the way it's going to be. Of course I know that, but when the Torah uses the word who, it always defines it existentially, not in terms of Isurim. Because who is the word for existence? So I'm telling you this is the way it is. But if I don't say specifically, this is the way it is, then fine. Then I'm just telling you what the desired state is, right? So Bhavaya Toya. And according to Rava, why do I need the who? Since the very fact that you told me that it shouldn't be done means it can't be done, so why do you have to define it existentially? Says Rava, well, that's not why it's there. Actually, the who is coming to tell me it and only it, meaning there's a unique state of lo yimakir v'lo yigael that applies specifically to karamim. But in something that you might have thought was equivalent, like by a bechor, where it says lo tifdeh, it does not mean that you cannot sell it. So it's dafka who, the lo yigael and lo yimacher for charmei kayani. But a bechor which belongs to kayani, on that it doesn't say that you cannot have the act of mechira. You can be mechira. The Tanya Bibchor Nemar Lotifte, but it is Bimkar. By Maisa, where it says Lo Yigael, in fact, Eino Nimkar, you can't, because we learn it from Charomim, from the Lo Yigael of Charomim itself. So therefore, since it uses Lashon Lo Yigael by Cherem and couples it to Lo Yimacher, so by Maiser means the same thing. But by Bechor, I say Bechor is different. That's why it says the root to be Mamayat Bechor. So it is Nimka. But what about Tmura? Okay, so now, our questions, again, it's good for us to remember the steps here, because we go back to ask why all these cases, what is left of the case then that they're arguing about. So we've spoken about an ones, and we've spoken about, let's have it. Ones. Tore, minayot, minaro, yafeh. Minamina, alshena, minaro. Saromi. And now we have the question of Balmum, of Tmurami. Tmura, the Omer Achmona lo yachmit fenu v'lo yamir oto. Torah says you can't do it. The Tana says, well, that doesn't mean you can't, it means you mustn't. Lo jadam reshoi la'amir elashimei mir mumar v'sof v'gazar barim. And obviously that means that Tmura works if you do it. So Amma Mahani, why doesn't this prove that Rava is wrong? To you up to the Rava. Amalekha Rava says, Rava, well, Tmura is an exception to the rule. Because after all, the Torah goes out of its way to say, Diyamakra, Vihayahu utmurato yakadesh. So there, basically, I mean, it doesn't mean, and let's be honest about this, I mean, does it mean that what you set out to do is achieved? No. You set out to exchange one for the other. So all that happened over here was basically, this doesn't serve as a model. Right, because others ask, you know, what kind of crazy questions? What do you mean that we didn't know? What do they want to think? We know why it's Muna Soyekaita. This is certainly not a good question to ask. So the real Shiloh over here is, why isn't this the ultimate model? The Torah says, I'm telling you not to do this. And if you do it, this is the outcome. Okay, so here you see the Torah saying, when I tell you not to do it, I don't mean. That's the way the whole mission is constructed. Lo shadam reshayla emir elin emir mona. So isn't that a model? Of course, that's the reason that this besect becomes the marker for this whole discussion. So the point of the Gemara's answer is the pasuk of Vayahu Tumrasa Kodesh is not really what he set out to do. You set out to exchange the Kedusha and you didn't get away with exchanging the Kedusha, the cloth. Instead, the Torah seems to have arbitrarily defined what you did to end up with a different result. As far as I'm concerned, that could be magical. So you set out to do something and the Torah did something else with what you wanted to do. Now that's not an indication that he had it behind him. Maybe. Well, Abaye. And wait a minute. So according to Abaye, why do I need Vayahu Tumuras or Yekredesh? And the Torah said not to do it. No? So if the Torah said not to do it, I still know you can do it. Of course I know you can do it! But if you can do it, then you should be able to actually exchange, right? So you love the Omer Achmona Vayahu Tumuras, what kind of question is that? The witness said that, I would have thought the Torah says don't exchange it, but if you do, it's exchange.
Come on a buy, what
do
we
ask? Why does it say Kodesh? According to Rava, it's a Yotzim and a Kral, but according to Abaye, that's the standard. Is that your Makshav is Mahan?
Okay. But I wouldn't
find it. That's what I'm saying. That the point of Vayah Tumura Soya Kodesh is not that the Tumura is Kodesh, it's that they're both Kodesh. That's why we need it to be said. Okay, so that's our fifth question. Now, how about a Bechor? Hare Bechor. The Torah says, Lo Tifteh, Mitznan Yesh Le'en Pidyon, Lutmurotein Pidyon, Chutz Min HaBechor, U'min HaMaiser. Says Fitzferish in the Mishnah, that all Psalei HaMakdash have Pidyon, but not a Bechor. If you're paid a bechor, it remains a bechor. There's nothing you can do about it. Can't take off the kedusha from a bechor. So you see that lo tifteh means it's not doable. Ama lo ma'ame. To yuktad abai. I thought abai said it's only ratsui. But lamaisa, I should be able to achieve the pidyon of a bechor. Ama lecha. Shani asab di amakra. Aim. Over there, you would be right. But it says lo tifteh kodesh aim. Kodesh Haim means I'm coming to give you an existential definition again. Haim, that's the way it is. Of course, when the Torah goes out of its way to give that definition, then it means that's the way it is. But I was talking about a Yavin Mahani where it wasn't existential. It was just action. And according to Rava, what's the point of saying Haim? Why don't you just say Lo Tifteh? And that's enough. What's the Kodesh Haim supposed to add? Shalomali. Ah, you're right. That comes to tell me something else. That comes to tell me that Hain Krevim, Hain Tmuratan Krevim, which is a tremendous chiddush, that you even though on other karchim, if you make a tmura, so the tmura is actually brought as a carbon, but over here it's coming to tell me that the if you make a tmura here on the bechor, that the tmura cannot be carved on the mizbeach. Yeah, we're ignoring Meiser for a minute. We're going to ask the Meiser later. Well, Abaye has for me now, eh? And but Abaye needs the aim to tell me that you can't be paid. So how does he know that it's come to tell me that you're not Makav Tamura? So has for me now, eh? He says that I learn out from Imshor Imse Lashem Hu, which means who, take out that Lashem, which means who Koriv. The intimurato kreva. The who serves the same purpose as the haim. Yeah, so Rava, come on, Rava, you could have learned it from there. That's true, I gotta admit that. Ain't a chinami. Yeah, mehu krav. Okay, so tell us what the real need is for the haim. Kodeshaim by the lotif, eh? Elohim lomeli. That comes to tell me something else. Limeid al bechor b'maiser. Shinit arev daman bechol olim. That comes to tell me that if the blood of Bechor and Meiser got mixed up now with another carbon that's supposed to be brought up to the Mizbeah, that you can now still do the Zrika or the Shvicha on them, and it'll be mutter to eat it. So from there I learned that Oilim are not Mabatim Zezda. Okay, so that's the trend. Haim, they remain themselves. And their dam is still kosher. Even the things that are being brought on the Mizbeah. I mean, all korbanos. Now, I mean, everybody knows that certainly there's some animals that are more than the other should be batel baro. So it's not batel. Well, Abaye hides for me, no? So if that's the case, then Abaye should need actually a pasuk for that. But he doesn't have a pasuk for that because he uses the aim to tell me that didn't that Baba Yatanya, and that you can't be fighting the before. And he uses the who to tell me that din of Tamura not being Karev. So how does he know the din of the Dam not being Bata? I swear, I mean, Ali. Ah! I learned that out as a Baya from Yom Kippur. So it says over there, V'lakach bidam ha'par bidam ha'sa'ir. The Kohen Gadol takes the blood of the Dam and the Sa'ir Mashma together. Now, I mean, everybody knows the Dam of the Par is an awful lot more Dam of Par than there is Dam of the Soya. But apparently, Mikan Olin, Shemel Vatvinzas, the Torah doesn't mind if they're mixed. So I pour them into one container, and I put them down in his bag. That's all. Mikan, Shemel Vatvinzas. The Tanya, the Lakat, the Dam of Par, the Dam of Sushiyumu Urabim. Divi Rav Yosha. Oh, so why can't Rava learn from there? Because Rava doesn't hold a Rav Yosha. In fact, Rava learns like Rav Yonatan. That also mizebifne atzmo, v'serva like Rav Yonatan. He holds like Rav Yonatan over there that we're not married. Okay, so that's now our sixth question, right? Is that our sixth or is it our seventh? No, it's our sixth, because we basically went back. All this came from Bechor. Okay. Ask the Gemara, how about the case of Meiser? The Torah says, Lo Yigael. It's not. It's the same question we asked before in Bechor. It says in the Mishnah, all of the Psalm of Darshim, Yeshlam Pidyan, the Tmurai Seyam, Chutzma Bechor Men Amais. So you see that since the Torah says, Lo Yigael, it cannot be done. Can't be paid on Amais. Amalomahan, to Yuftad Abayin. Amalacha Abayin says, it's not a problem. Didn't I just show you why Bechor, it means literally you can't be potent? Because of the Haim? We know that there's a Haim, the Torah is, it has a Gzerah Shava, a Kolasha Yavor Tachat HaShevet, to the Bechor Ta'abiren, right? Okay, so that's, we had this many times before. Yeah, Mice Behema, yeah. No, no, Mice Behema. So, since we learn out Evra Evra, so the Havartako Petarechem is the same as Yavartako Dasheva, given that it's true of Bechor, it's true of Meister. Okay. The eighth question. Hare Hikdima Truma Lebikurim. How about the case of Malayatka Vidimachalot Acher? The Torah says, Malayatka Vidimachalot Acher, and we learned that that means you cannot be makdim a later matana to an earlier matana. And the Mishnah says, v'tnan, ha-makdim, ha-papishu b'lo ta'aseh, even though the mighty was over on a lav, ma'shan ta'asui, it still is chal. Now why is it still chal? According to Rav, it shouldn't be chal, since it's a yuf to the Rav. Ha-malach ha-Rav, that's an exceptional case. Shine Hasa, what's exceptional about it? Because the Torah says, Mikol Matnotechem Tarimu. So Mikol Matnotechem means, there it's talking about that the Levi has to take off the Trumas Meiser, Mikol Matnotechem, even if it was done wrongly. So in other words, let's say that somebody gives a Levi Meiser Rishon before he takes off Truma Gedela. So now that lady is going to have to take off Tarima Truma Mashem. He's going to have to take off both Truma Gedela and Truma's Mice. So one second. So why do we need that according to Abaye? According to Abaye, it's a double portion. I'll tell you why. The boy like it, I'm a little Papa Abaye. If Papa asked the Kasha to Abaye, where Abaye used this pasuk to answer, famous subject. The din over there was referring to a case where the Meiser Rishon was given to the Levi before the Tfuah was put into the Kri. I never got to the point where I was chayav in Truma Gedela, so there was no Miruah, there was no Digun. And what I did is I took off my Sarishon while I was still in the Shibalim that were on the field.
Was it fired?
No, I wasn't supposed to do it because I didn't take off the Shibalim. Right? But I don't need Digon for Meiser. It wasn't Mechubar. It was seeds, basically. The cut grain. So the din over there is, very interestingly, the din over there is that I do not have to take off Truma Gedela. Because it says over there, Mikol Matasechem, you should take Ma'aser Min HaMa'aser. So we learn out of there, Ma'aser Min HaMa'aser, Amati Lecha, Velo Truma Gedela, U Ma'aser Min HaMa'aser. So turns your Papa to Abaye and says, and if that's the case, so why wouldn't it be the same if I took it even from the Kree? That the Torah says Ma'aser Min HaMa'aser.
Only in this case.
Not in the case if I took it for the Kri. Why not? And Abaye answered him. Don't recall Abaye. El Miata, that's your logic. I feel like Dima Bekri Nami Nipater. So even if I took off the Ma'aser Rishon to the Levi, before I took off Truma after it was in the Kri, how do I know that it's not Potter? Omar Le Alecho Omar Kro Mikol Matnotechem. Tarimu. You have to take off all of your matanis. And there it says, Ez Trumat Hashem, which is Truma Gedela. So in other words, on the one hand, the Torah is saying you must take off Truma Gedela, and on the other hand, the Torah is saying you must not take off Truma Gedela. So I'm applying the posik that you're chayim and Truma Gedela to the case of getting the mice after the Kri. So the Papa said, well, how do you know which case is which? Mara Yisrael Rabba says, I agree. Lo Tziyat HaShibolim. If I answer, it's a double portion. Marbea Nieta Kri, because it was already Nichlas HaKlal Digon. She has to have a Klal Digon. The male, once it became Chayev in Truma Gedela, so I assume that that's for the terms, but Chayev the Leini, to take off Truma Gedela, not only Maisim and Maisim, which is a Truma's Maisim. And I understand that the Niyat in the Pasuk is coming to tell me that if I gave it to the Levi at a point in the Shibolim, she aimed the Chlal Digon, that it never came to the point of Digon, that that's where the Torah says he doesn't have to take off the Truma Gedolah. Our ninth question. How about an Amana L'Kayla? Torah says, Amana V'Grusha Lo Yikach. Now Lo Yikach is a state defined by the Torah, the Kuchin, which should mean that if the Kohen Gadol takes an Almana, or a Kohen takes a Grusha, the din should be that the Kiddushin is not Chal. Lo Yikach, Kiddushin is not Chal. Vitznan, Kol Makom Sheyesh Kiddushin, V'yesh Avera, Avlar Olech Acha HaPagum, so that where you have Kiddushin, which includes all of these lavim of the Kayin, so over there you don't have Mamzerut, but you have the Chalalut. So the Vlad follows the pogrom of the, she's a Chalala, she's pogrom. Yes, true. But that is, says Rava, that is another exception. Because Shaine Ocha, the Omar Kro, Lo Yechalel Zaro. So Tosis learns like this. This is necessary in order to explain the Gemara that's coming up, because otherwise we're going to have a tremendous problem. Tosis points out that the point of Lo Yechalel Zaro, the Pashtus, it's Mashma that it only creates Chalamut, it doesn't create Manzerut, and therefore it must be that Kedushin is Taifa. Tainas Tosfos, this is only because it uses the double lamed, lo yichalel. Because if all it said is lo yachel, zaro, I would still know the din of chalalut. Why does Tosfos say this? It says because it is not correct to say that the din of mamzerut is necessarily linked to the din of non-tvisat kedushin. Because let's say if you pass him like the Mandi Omer who holds that in Mamzerut Ela Misre Misa. Right? You don't pass him like that. There's such a sheet. In Mamzerut Ela Misre Misa. Everybody is made that, even Rabbi Yeshua holds that, is made that Kedushin is not Chal on Isre Koras. So that means there's no direct linkage necessarily between Chalalut, Mamzerut, and non Tvisat Kedushin. Therefore, what the Gemara is really trying to say, says Tosfos, is that the extra lamed tells you the only thing we need to consider over here is the resultant chalalut and not the chalos of the marriage itself. Right? So in other words, it's not the chal of the marriage, it's the chilul of the zera.
It's about to be telling.
Right. Therefore, it's essentially being meramez to me that the marriage is chal. And if this becomes, therefore, an exceptional case, another exceptional case, according to Rav. And according to Abaye, why did the Torah have to say that? Why didn't the Torah just say, Lo Yachel? See how it fits in beautifully like this. Why didn't the Torah just say, Lo Yachel? Since it only needs to introduce a concept of chalalut, but it doesn't need to tell me that the Kedushin would be Tofes, why shouldn't the Kedushin be Tofes? Just because I said not to do it, doesn't mean the Kedushin isn't Tofes. Since if the Torah said not to do something, it means it can be done. Right? So why doesn't it say Lo Yachel? My Lo Yechalel. Ah! That's to tell me Echad Lo, the Echad Lo. That gives me the halacha that the woman becomes Mekulelet. Not only the Zera becomes Mechulal, which is a big Kiddush, so that a woman who sleeps the Issa with a Kayin, even though she wasn't the Chalala, so she's an Almana, so she's Muteris to a Kohen. Now she speaks to the Kohen Gadol. So now she becomes a Chalola. So now she's a Surah Kohen Edya. So in other words, there is, in fact, an impact on her, just like there's an impact on the Zera.
Speaks with her or just married to her?
Married.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you see that?
And point to Rabbi, you don't know that thing? Why am I asking? Point to Rabbi, how do we know that?
How could we know both? There's multiple chilulim. Barei Yigdish Bali, 10th question. Barei Yigdish Bali Mumin Lemizbeim. How about somebody who takes a balmum and he makes it a korban? Now, the Torah says, Kol Asher Bo Mum Lo Takrib. The Tznah, the Mishnah says, Hamad Vish Bali Mumin Lemagab Mizbeim, Apa Pishu Belo Tase. Lemaisa, the Lo Takribu, we learn out, means Lo Takdishu, because we have another pasuk that says you can't be in Parad Mizbeim. That means there's an issur d'oraisa in the etzem act of kedushin, which, according to Rava, should mean the kedushin's not chal. And yet it says in the Mishnah, "Hamagish ba'amun ha'gav mizbeach apa pishahu b'lo taseh masha tasui." The kedushin is chal. So again, now we have it to yuv to the Rava. I'm not a Rava. This is an exceptional case. Shine, awesome, there is unique. The Yomar Krah, since the Torah goes out of its way to say, and the correct pasuk is over here, Ki lo l'ratzon yulachem. The lo l'ratzon means, Ritzu yudalo maratza. It won't be maratza if you bring it on Mizbeah. But Kadesh it will be. It's not about what sacks lo l'ratzon. It's not even a korban if there was no Kedusha on it. So therefore the Torah went out of its way to say, the Kedusha is stopped. So now, according to Abai, why does it have to say Bechlal? Kilo l'ratzon. Says Abai, because Ilo Omar Rachmana Kilo l'ratzon Hava Mina Ka'ivan Mitzvah V'Kasha. Because I would have thought that also the Torah is telling me, don't do it. But Lamaik, if you bring it as a carbon, it would even be more acid if
you
have it.
You switch the plastic bubble.
Sure. So therefore, Kamash Malam, that it's not even, you won't even be yotzit as a carbon. And what about the opposite case? This is the 11th question as well. You better start going back over then. Hare magdish tmimim lebedek abayit. How about the opposite case? You took a behema, that's tmima, ru'uya for the mizbeah, and you used it to give a donation to the bedek abayit, where the Torah says specifically that midavata seoto, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to use this lola ratzon, but what should you do with the balmum? Make it basically an adab, meaning kache berekabaya. Give it as a gift. We'll learn that out later. The Gemara is going to prove that. Okay, so from there we learn midavata seoto, only oto, but not a tmima. Now, the Torah's Daf is showing you there's two ways to go with karbanos. If it's with the donations to Agdash. If it's a tamim, then you better give it to the Mizbeah. And if it's a balmum, you better give it to Berek Abayi. So, Nizabot HaSoto, we learn on later on, Zekot Sheberek Abayi. Which means that if you give it to the Mizbeah, to mim it to the Berek Abayi, it shouldn't be chal. And yet the Mishnah says, Amagdash Mimin Le Berek Abayi, that you are open a lotaseh, which later on we're going to learn out is lay more, is a lotaseh, lav amur, which is, okay, that's a strange thing we have later. But in any event, masha asasui, and according to Rav, it shouldn't be chal at all. You have to the Rav, Teres is not to do it, and you're saying that it works. Says Rav, well, I mean, of course. Mimokam shenit rabu ba'alimum l'agamim mizbeah. I mean, it's the same pasuk that tells me the davat aselto. So, I mean, if I learned out from the pasuk of kilola ratzon, so then that tells me that this iser is an iser that is said not to define a state, but a desire thing. I don't want you to do it. So, if that's what it means, lagavi the first case, then since it's the same thing in the inverse, then that's what it's got to mean, lagavi the second case, it's to mean lebenekabai. Okay? So far we have a long list of exceptional cases. So we have our case of onus. We have our case of the Torah Minara La Yofka. We have the Mishena Mino Almino. And we have the case of the Harami. And we, huh? And this one? Yeah, and then we have our case of Tamura. And then we go on to talk about Bechor. And then we go on to talk about Meiser. And then we go on to talk about what's the next case? Fine. And then we go on to the case of that's all. That's all the same case. That's all Malayat Chavadi Machad Lo Tacher. Right. The rest was brought in sort of agav. Mm-hmm. Then we talk about the Isser of Chitun of Kayanim. Then we talk about Magdish Baling Mumin. And is there? And then we talk about Magdish the Mimim the Berek Abayit. All leaf exclusion. So far, we haven't found one case that Abai and Rava argue about. They're in agreement in every single case we've managed to find, except that they're all unique.
How can it be unique if they're all exceptions? If what's unique is the actual case that